Front-end loaders move piles of dirt and river rock, and a large contingent of adults use shovels to help push materials around. Other workers, including many children, put together the new playground equipment. A short distance from the hub of activity is a colorful tangle of pipes, rails, ramps, and placards. This is the Wilby sculpture, decorated by children of Rapid City. Stephanie Valkenberg says this playground naturally draws children.
It's always easy to get youth involved. I mean, the little kids come over, they know when something's fun. I think they can smell it.
Valkenberg is with NeighborWorks, one of the organizations involved in creating the park. She says not only children, but also adults come over to check out the activity and noise. Some of them pitch in to help. Valkenberg says this North Rapid neighborhood started improving a while back from other initiatives.
About 5 years ago, the neighborhood helped build a community garden. And from that community garden, people got involved. They started coming to meetings. They started growing their food and just having events. And so people really started, taking action and being a part of their neighborhood.
From that movement came the idea for the park, an open space where people can gather and kids of all ages feel invited in.
Well, I have four neighborhood boys here and a couple of the neighborhood girls, and they are, Stephanie, what can we do? What can we do? How can we help? We need another job. And we have jobs for them, and they just need to know that they can help and that they are welcome to help.
To make sure the park is kid-friendly, Valkenberg says children were included on the planning board and asked for their opinions.
They didn't want smoking, and they didn't want people fighting, and they wanted people to make new friends, and they talked about having barbecue grills eventually, and it was just, they talked about accessible play, making sure that with kids with all different abilities are able to play in the park, and it's amazing what young minds think about when you ask them questions.
We had to make the circle. We dig the holes, and me and my dad and my teacher, Corey, we were building the
11-year-old Aliyah Arjuelo has been involved with the Willow Park project since day one.
So I went to all the meetings, and I've only missed one meeting, which we were, I was staying home because I was sick, but... Yep.
So you got to tell them what you'd like and what you would not like here?
Yep, we got to choose what we wanted in the park, what we didn't want in the park, and like what colors we wanted.
Arjuelo says her school principal offered suggestions, however.
He wants like for the park, for his kids and stuff, to choose like a color that's very rare that you really don't see in a park. So we choose neon green and dark green.
Those are the colors for the commercial playground equipment. The sculpture's colors are harder to pinpoint. It's like an explosive collision between a rainbow and a kaleidoscope. 10-year-old volunteer Kyla Huddleston is painting pumpkins to place near the sculpture.
I really like it. It looks like it was made. It looks like my daddy made it because my daddy used to work at a metal shop.
But the sculpture wasn't made by an adult, or at least not entirely. It was painted by Rapid City kids, who also etched their portraits onto wood blocks that are secured to the sculpture. The sculpture then went to Los Angeles, where it was on display at UCLA for a year before sculptor Bridget Beck put it on a U-Haul and brought it back to Rapid. Seven of the children were chosen to go to Los Angeles last summer to meet some California kids and hang out with the sculptor.
Most of them had never been on an airplane, never seen the ocean.
Corey Wazorek teaches at Girls Inc. and accompanied the children to L.A.
We got to experience the art culture in UCLA. We got to tour the college campus there. We got to be a part of the sculpture opening, and they got to see the ocean.
Wazorek says she had never seen the ocean either.
And I had to learn how to drive in rush hour traffic in Los Angeles.
Wazorek says the kids' ownership in this park is its salvation. They won't want to see it vandalized or trashed.
I mean, this is their backyard.
If we put in a nice garden or a nice park, generally it doesn't become just useless space or place to throw garbage.
Rapid City Police Lieutenant John Olson says litter, broken windows, and graffiti can snowball into increased deterioration and crime. Conversely, improvements and a sense of ownership can also snowball and lift a neighborhood out of crime.
And so then the kids have actually been walking around the sculpture since it's been up, cleaning up garbage, and we've seen them doing it. And they're going over to the bin across the street and throwing the garbage away.
Olson and other organizers say that outdoor spaces encourage residents to go outside, where they meet their neighbors and grow a sense of community. Among those neighbors are children, some of whom helped to create the new space called Willow Park. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.